Are continuing to get reaction to the death of Soviet President Yuri Andropov. We're joined right now by Donald Zagoria. He is an expert in Soviet affairs and a professor of government at Hunter College. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
You have the opinion that who succeeds Andropov is not that terribly important.
Sure. I wouldn't say it's not that terribly important, but the crucial point, it seems to me, is that this is a succession crisis. We're in the post-Brezhnev succession crisis. And in each succession period, it has taken a long time for a new leader to emerge and to consolidate power. After Lenin died, it took Stalin 6 or 7 years to consolidate power. After Stalin died, it took Khrushchev 4 or 5 years to consolidate power. After Khrushchev was overthrown, it took Brezhnev several years to consolidate power. So we have to assume that no matter who is named as the new secretary of the Communist Party, it's going to take him several years, particularly if he's a younger man, such as Gorbachev or Romanov, to consolidate power.
Did Andropov ever really consolidate power, or should we view what's happening now as just a continuation of the succession struggle that occurred in November of 82?
I think that's right. I don't think Andropov was consolidating power more quickly than in the past, but I don't think he had done it. Certainly, if he was on a sickbed for 6 months, he was unable to do it.
We go back to the days of Stalin and Kamenev and Zinoviev, and we saw a bloody struggle in that succession. You expect nothing even comparable to that, even approaching that these days?
I don't think that there will be purges and killings and so on, but behind the scenes.
But the political machinations, vicious?
Yes, of course. This is a system with no institutional mechanism for transferring power in an orderly, peaceful manner.
How likely that the old guard, seeing two of its leaders, aged leaders, pass in the last 16 months, will now turn around and say, we can't do this one more time in another year and a half, let's look to the younger people?
Well, there will be a strong temptation precisely for that reason to name a younger man, but on the other hand, the old guard will be very powerful, much more powerful than the younger people.
Mm-hmm. We've been loosely using the term collective leadership. As you see it in the Soviet Union, what specifically does that mean?
It means, in a period of collective leadership, it means that no one man can exercise a complete authority without being questioned by others, which has an important implication for us. I think it means that there will be no decisive leadership, no decisive policies. They will not be able to take a very strong line, either on internal reform, which they need to do, or on foreign policy.
So it'll be tougher for us to discern what signals are coming out of Moscow.
It'll be tougher for us to reach agreements with a leadership in which will be a compromised leadership.
Donald Zagoria, thank you for joining us.